you know what's wrong.
So we just working with this to know. Yeah.
Where's your Mr. Cable?
Okay. Is that a good height right there?
Mm-hmm. Do what?
Is that a good height? Should I change it? Is that title?
I haven't looked at
that. That's the title. I know that is a pharmacopoeia. Should I change it?
Yeah, it's good. It's alright.
And how come? Why I do that? Okay. How come? Okay, let me see. I can't see the pip.
Yeah.
I was having issues last time too on Sunday too. Anyway. Yes, I started streaming already.
Okay, good.
You know, that's it.
Okay,
yeah, sir.
Thank you. praise. The Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from every fear, every fear.
Those
who look on
the video on
those who look on Him.
I want to say it was.
Never be ashamed. This poor man cried.
Okay,
and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. Son of God, the Son of God. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name. You fight on.
For us to be here tonight, Lord, just to practice for the rest of eternity, Lord. We just want to be with you, Lord God. Lord, in our everyday talk, in our walk, Lord God. Lord, in our fight, Lord, we fight on with your spirit, Lord God. We know there's nothing impossible, Lord God, with you, Lord God. You're the God of impossible. We just ask, bless all the saints that can be here tonight, Heavenly Father. Bless those who are here in the building, Lord God. We just ask you to use this service, Lord God, and speak to us, Lord God. Let our brother get himself out of the way, Lord, so we may hear from the words of heaven, Heavenly Father. Lord God, just thank you, Lord. Thank you for just, Lord, making a way out of no way, Heavenly Father. For you are great in everything you do. And we appreciate you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray over the service. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bear with me, please. We're gonna ask Sister Linda to come up, please, for a special. Amen. Let's give a hand clap of praise.
Hold it right there.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace in mind, leaning on the everlasting.
To 9:15 a.m. Service starts at 9:30. We'll be streaming from Facebook SAT Tabernacle and also our church website john423.org. Upcoming events: there's no service next Wednesday. It'll be Christmas Eve, December 24th. And also down in Eagles Temple, we have a brother Bernard. They're having a youth service on December 28th. At 6 p.m. The address is on the screen. And as for our giving, Zelle is preferred. Giving at john423.org. PayPal and Cash App take the Lord's money. So we prefer, prefer Zelle. PayPal is giving at john423.org and Cash App is $SpiritAndTruthT. We also have a wooden box in the back if you would like to give in the house. And then if you would like to mail it in, it's Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, P.O. Box 222-462, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. We'll say a brief prayer over the giving. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for each saint that's able to give, Lord God. Lord God, that you just ask for 10%, Lord, not just in tithe, Lord, but tithe and offering, as we learned, Heavenly Father. Lord God, bless those who aren't able to give, Lord God, so they may be able to give, Lord. That we not just give out of tradition, Lord God, but you love a cheerful giver, Heavenly Father. Let us give cheerfully, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor, Lord.
Yes,
and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one, Lord. There is no one like you. You are great.
Hold it.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Lord. There is no one else like you. For you are great. So great.
Too many
there is no one else like you. You're the only one, Lord. And there is no
hold it.
Like you. You deserve the glory. Deserve the glory and the honor.
Lord, I lift my hands in worship
as I bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great.
Hold it.
Yeah.
shot. Give me a crowd shot. Give me a crowd shot. Give me a crowd shot.
There is no one. There is no one.
Give me, get closer.
Can't find nobody. There is no one else like you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It's so good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. My, is that Joey there? Good to see you, Brother Joey.
Yeah, get him.
You got a special you want to send me tonight, brother? Just messing with you. Amen. Good to see him. I tried to put Brother Nehemiah on the spot. I know he got something that he'd like to sing for us. He'd be posting stuff by singing, so. Amen. You got a song? Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Huh? Okay, no problem. I'm just messing with y'all. Y'all can be. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all. Amen for your service on tonight. Appreciate Brother Marquise, and I heard, I believe it's Sister Linda. Was that Sister Linda? Yeah. Thank you, Sister Linda. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I heard about the youth service, I was just kind of debating some things. I know I got a lot of ministers here in the church. And I just kind of settled in my spirit that, you know what, sometimes I need to preach the youth service. And I decided that I would do that tonight, just to be an encouragement to our young people. I want to say that I thank God for all of our young people.
Amen.
I know it's not easy. You know, we live in a world where it's not easy being a young person.
It's true.
There's so much that they have to go through, and we have to, you know, be patient with them, just kind of work with them through some of the things Brother Branham said in his day. Said, I think his children, it would be 10 times worse in his children's day than it would be in his day. So you can imagine it's multiplied even more even now. So much temptation, so much they have to fight. But I will tell you that the same thing that we use to overcome is the exact same thing
Amen.
That you have to use
Amen.
To overcome.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. It will give you strength. It'll give you power to say no to the devil.
Amen.
Amen. He's an inside keeper.
Amen.
If he can keep your inside, then your outside will
Amen.
Also be kept.
Amen.
Amen. But you have to let him come in. And the songwriters say, won't
Amen.
You let him in?
Yeah.
And they used to sing it, they'd say, heist up your window. That means let up your window. Open up your door. And won't you let the Lord in? Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. Let us read a scripture here. You know, let me, I usually have a little timer. But I realized that my iPad was running out of juice, so I brought my laptop, and I don't have my timer. But my objective tonight was to try to preach a little shorter for the young people, if I can. But let's just, we'll do the best we can. 8 o'clock, all right. Let's look at Philippians 3, verse 10 through 14. Amen. The scripture reads, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend
that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let us just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful for the ability to read the word, but we trust now that the Holy Spirit will come and help us to apply what we've read. May it speak to us in our situations and circumstances as that we just endure daily. So bless, Lord, our time together here tonight. Take control over every thought presented and every thought received. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. We want to just use for our title on tonight, Don't Look Back. Amen. Don't look back. Amen. And as we just reading here from the Apostle Paul, as he's writing a letter to the Philippian church, he uses the language there in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto the things which are before. When we think about Paul writing something like this, certainly he was a man in the Bible that would need to forget things that were behind him. Amen. Because Paul was a man that had actually persecuted the Christians. He was, he was one that, he was happy to go and put somebody to death if they called themselves a Christian. Which, you know, just understanding that, people need you to realize that being a Christian is not supposed to be an easy life. Amen. Being a Christian does not mean that you won't be picked at and criticized and, made fun of. Actually, when you become a Christian, these things are a normal part journey where you'll see people that will differ with you and they'll persecute you. They'll do all kind of things. They'll do anything to try to discourage you from walking with God. And it's very important that you understand that is part of the journey, and you must gird yourself. You must prepare yourself, prepare your mind for the battle that you will endure on a day-to-day basis. Every time my sisters step out in skirts, they become a target, for criticism. Every time the brothers show up on the basketball court with long pants rather than short pants, they become a target for criticism. Right. And people have all kind of questions. And here, I am in my 50s and I just went out to play golf just a few weeks ago. Actually, I think it was last week. And one of the guys asked me, says, Jack, do you ever wear shorts? I say, no, I don't. He says, you never say, no, I don't. I don't wear shorts. I said, it's a part of my faith. I don't do it. He said, oh, okay, well, I get it. He had never seen me do it. For years, I've been around him. He'd never seen me do it. So he was wondering, why didn't I do it? It's a part of my faith. I just don't believe in doing those things, right? So no matter what age you are, you're going to have to go through things where you have to explain that this is what I believe. Amen. And if they keep asking questions, you can tell them why you believe what you believe.
Amen.
Right? But being a Christian, it's a target on our back. Amen. It's something that we have to prepare ourselves, amen, for everything that comes with it. But there's a great reward also on the other side when
amen.
We endure these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Paul was one, when we look at scripture, amen, when he was one that persecuted the Christians, he was the one that wanted to put them to death. So when he comes and he says, I have to forget the things.
Amen.
That are in my past. And what I want to tell you, as young people, you're going to make mistakes in life.
You're going to do things that, amen, that might make the pastor disappointed in you. You'll do things that might make your parents disappointed in you. You'll do things that might make some of your friends disappointed in you. But you have to come to a spot in your own journey where you forget the things that are in your past.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it tells us to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I need you to understand something about a press. That means it won't be easy.
Amen.
You're going to have to put some work in.
Amen.
You're going to have to put some determination. Amen. And I want to say it like this. You're going to have a made up mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you have a made up mind, no matter what anybody say, they can't dissuade you. They can't persuade you. They can't discourage you. They can't do anything because you got a made up mind that you're going to serve God.
Amen.
One person say, for God I live and for God I will die.
Amen.
For the young people, I want to encourage you. You have to have a made up mind. Christianity is a press. It's not an easy life. Luke 16:16 actually tells us this. Says the law and the prophets were until John, but since that time the kingdom of God suffered violence. The kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth into it. So when the kingdom of God is preached, but every man has to press into the kingdom. It's very important that we understand it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. Not going to be a picnic. Amen. You're going to have to press into the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to have something that you have overcome.
Amen.
And the reason you got to have something that you have overcome is because on the other end of all this pressing, the Lord Jesus will be standing there and say, blessed is he that have overcome.
Amen.
Right? Not him that pushed it, that got pushed through or pulled through, but he that actually overcame something.
Amen.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to overcome drugs in your day.
Somebody.
You have to overcome drinking in your day.
Amen.
And I mean, you even see that, you know, you don't, I hate to say it like this, but you know, overcoming drinking even amongst message believers. I mean, it's one thing to overcome it out there in the world, but when I got people that believe the same thing I believe and they are drinking, I got to overcome that too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Like they used to tell me when I was young, if you had friends and sometimes you had bad influences that were friends, they say, if your friend jump off the bridge, are you going to do the same thing? Right? You're going to have to take a stand against a friend that's going to jump off the bridge. And you tell them, look, if you're going to jump, that's on you, but I'm going back home where I come from. And that same thing when it comes to drinking and smoking. I don't care what you do and what your church does. I am not doing that.
Right.
Hallelujah. You're going to have to press.
Yes, sir.
It's important
that you
press.
Amen.
I just love the way Paul puts this, and as we're approaching this end of the year, preparing for a new year, I simply want to encourage the young people, forget the things that are in the past. Forget the things that are in the past. Well, put it behind you. Don't look back, amen, at those things. Reach forth to the things which are before you. And God has so much more before you. And I have to tell you like this, if you're still here tonight, that means you got victory over the devil.
Amen.
You overcame this year. You overcame this year. Hallelujah. There was a lot you went through this year, but you overcame. You're
Amen.
Here. So I want you to just forget about the past.
Amen.
Amen. And press towards the future and what God has before you.
Amen.
All right. Let's I need to change the mics. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, let me just read a quote here out of Questions and Answers, Part 2. Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, now, Christian, don't do that. He says, a Christian don't try to be what he used to be. He's not looking where he's been. He's looking where he's going. See, don't pay no attention to what you was then. You done live that out. So all the other time before tonight, December 19th, you done live that out. Ain't no sense in trying to go back and get that. That's gone, right? You done live that out. He says, you'll never return to it. That's in the past. He says, and any man that drives life's road looking through a rearview mirror will go to wreck, right? He says, and so will you on this Christian road. Don't look back what you was. Look what you're going to be. Paul said, beginning those things which are in the past, I press towards the mark of the high calling. Now, I mentioned earlier, you got to prepare yourself for rejection. As a Christian, you got to prepare yourself for rejection. You got to prepare yourself for suffering. You got to prepare yourself for losing friends.
Amen.
Amen. It comes with the Amen. Territory. Because what happens is as you begin to walk in light, you begin to show up the darkness in your friends. And those friends that don't want to walk in light, they will walk away from you. Amen. So it's a part of the journey, amen, when you become a believer in Christ. However, I will tell you this, is that when you allow God to remove bad influences from your life, God will always send somebody else into your life that would be a good influence.
Right,
amen. Somebody can strip you and encourage you. Somebody that will pray with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll tell you this much. If you're looking to do dirt, Satan will align you with people in the church to do dirt with. But if you really want to be right with God,
amen.
If you really want to serve God with all of your heart, and you will take a stand for Christ, God will give you friends that will also support you in that manner. And let me tell you, sometimes your friends are not limited to the people that you see, amen, on an everyday basis or every week basis when you come to church. God will give you friends all around the world.
Amen.
I'm not talking about followers. I'm talking about friends.
Amen.
People that will pray with Amen. You. Amen. People that you can confide in. Amen. And they understand what you're going through. People that will advise you to do the right thing.
Amen.
God will put people like that in your life. People that can speak truth into you. And people that are not afraid for you to speak truth back into them.
Amen.
You must prepare yourself for rejection. You must prepare yourself for suffering. Amen. These are things that you must overcome. And I mentioned it earlier. I'll say it again. To not look back, amen, is to have a made up mind. That's an old time term that we used to use.
Yeah.
Young people, do me a favor. Just look at your neighbor.
Right there.
Young people, look at your neighbor. Say, I got a made up mind.
I got a made up mind.
You know, they used to sing a song, I got my mind made up,
and I won't turn back,
because I want to see my Jesus someday. I got
my mind made up,
and I won't turn back, because I won't see my Jesus. Now, so some is just a song. But from my day, that was dope. That was the words that we actually meant from our heart. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. I ain't going back to the things God delivered me from.
Right.
And then they would change the song, and it was, they would combine these songs and make a whole medley out of it. I mean, Donna McClurkin did it first, but then they say, goodbye world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't let that just be words coming out of your mouth. Let it be truly, amen, something that happens in your life. Amen. Goodbye world. Amen. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. That's got to be your testimony. That's got to be your conviction. When we talk about having a made up mind, I just put it, you know, in a Google search. What does it mean to have a made up mind in the Bible? And AI always wants to speak. Hallelujah. And AI, an overview, gave it back to it. Says, in the Bible, having a made up mind means a firm, settled decision to follow God.
Amen.
And it's characterized by an unwavering trust that no matter what direction God takes my life, He's got everything under control.
Yeah.
Amen. It's an unwavering trust in God. It's a commitment to obedience.
Amen.
Amen. And that's following the word of God. So whatever God's word tells me to do, I'm going to obey that.
Amen.
And follow it. Amen. To the best of my ability.
Amen.
So a made up mind is having a commitment to obedience.
Amen.
Another thing that it is to prioritize spiritual truth over worldly desires.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So if I desire something, but it's against God's word, then I gotta forsake my desire and follow God's word.
Amen.
See, that's the pressing part.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It says often, it's often seen in figures like Daniel and exemplified by Jesus resolving Gethsemane, contrasted with instability, which means double-mindedness, right? We don't want to have that, or anxiety and involving a conscious choice to set your focus on the spirit rather than the flesh. It's a conscious choice that I'm going to set my focus on what God wants me to do rather than what my flesh wants me to do. It's about resolve. To have a made up mind, it's about a resolve to serve God, a resolve to stand for Christ, a resolve to face hardship, and a resolve to reject sin.
Amen.
That's what it means to have a made up mind. I thought of a story of that was written. There was a song titled, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." And the way that this song was actually written, because there was a man that had a made-up mind. What had happened, a missionary had come to his village and in India, and this gentleman, a man by the name of Nak Singh. He was in the village, and a Welsh missionary, comes to the village and start preaching about Christianity. And this man, Nak Singh, and his family in the village decided that they wanted to follow Christ. They had a made-up mind that they wanted to follow Christ. Now you know, young people, when you all make a decision, and you know, whether you go to an altar, whether you do it at home, or whether you do it, you know, when I made my decision to follow Christ, I was in the parking lot of a grocery store. I wasn't even at the church, but I was in the parking lot of a grocery store, and I made up my mind.
Right there.
I'm going forward. I'm serving God. I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart.
Right there.
And I can take you to the spot, to the place where it happened for me. Everybody ought to have their own personal testimony where they know exactly where they surrendered to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
They know where they gave up their heart. Amen. And complete surrender to the Lord Jesus. There was many times I went to an altar at church, but you know, it did not stick.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. But there was a time where I knew that when that lady witnessed to me that night at the grocery store, I said, okay, tonight is the night that I'm giving my heart to the Lord. And she's the one told me, you don't have to wait till you go to church to give your heart to the Lord. You can do it right here in this parking lot.
Mm.
And I took that lady at her word. She asked me, do you want to give your heart to the Lord right now? I said, no, ma'am, I don't want to do it right now. And she went on about her way, but she planted a seed in my heart that I could not get away from it. And before the end of that night, I gave my heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Right there in that parking lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know, we all have moments like that where we settle in our hearts, we settle in our mind, we settle in our spirit, we settle in our soul. From this day forward, I'm going on with God. So, you know, this man comes to this spot. He heard about Christianity, and, you know, him and his family decided, you know what, we're going to convert to Christianity. Whatever their faith was, they moved from that. Maybe it was a Muslim faith, but they moved from that. They moved to Christianity. Now, for us, when we do things like this, it may seem simple to go to an altar or to go to one of the youth meetings and God do something. But for this man, when he accepted Christ as Savior and his family accepted Christ, That was like a death sentence to them. They knew what this meant, but no matter what the consequences were, they were determined that they were going to serve God.
Amen.
From some sermons they heard a missionary preach.
Wow.
Now this man, Nak Singh, began to share within the village that, you know what, we're Christians. Began to tell others in the village. And when the chief of the village heard this, he was upset to hear that somebody in his village had converted over to Christianity. So he approached his family and he demanded that they either renounce their faith in Jesus or face death.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I mean to have a made up mind.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to either renounce their faith in Christ or face death. Now, when Noxing heard this, you know, he said, well, you know, I'm not going back. He quoted the words, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
And it says, no turning back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we sing songs like that, we need to understand where it's written from.
Yeah.
That man had to give up his life. And we sing the song as if it just means just another song in church. No, a man gave up his life because of his faith in Christ and him wanting to follow Christ. He truly had a made up mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
The man says, I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. They told him, says, you know, if you don't turn and give up on Christ, we're gonna kill your children right here in front of you. He made a statement, says, though none go with me, still I will follow. Now, so the second verse of the song comes out of the experience of the man watching his own children be killed because of his faith. Right? But this is a man that has a made up mind. And as young people, we don't have to go through things this drastic, but yet we still need the same type of mindset that this man had.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When it comes to our Christianity, though none go with me, if mama don't go with me, still I will follow. If daddy don't go with me, still I will follow. If my brothers and sisters don't go with me, still I will follow. You must have a made up mind. And when you have a made up mind, you can't look back.
Amen.
The man says, though none go with me, you still I will follow. His children are dying because the chief said, if you don't denounce Christ, then your children will die. This is his response. Though none go with me, still I will follow. He watched his children die. Well, the chief saw that this still did not change Noxing, so he told him, says, all right, if you losing your kids, if that won't change your mind, then what we're gonna do is take your wife's life. And when he saw his wife also dying, he says, no, none go with me, still I will follow. My, what a testimony. What a testimony. And finally, after all of his family is dead, the chief looks at him and says, you know what? We've killed your children. We've killed your wife. And you're still willing to follow Christ. He says, okay, now it's time for you to lose your own life. Mm. And then he said these words. He says, the cross before me, the world behind me,
amen.
No turning back.
Amen.
No turning back. Now, amen. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. Amen. This man lost his life that day because he had a made up mind.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Mm.
His children died. His wife died. He died. But after all of them died, the chief looked and said a whole family would give up their life for their faith. The whole village converted to Christianity.
Amen.
God needs people that will not turn back.
Amen.
He needs young people today that have a determination that they will not turn back.
Amen.
No matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what it is that you're going through, don't turn back.
Amen.
You see, you know, there's many examples in scripture where we can see people that think about going back. One of them was the children of Israel when God was bringing them out of Egypt and taking them to the promised land. And here's the problem, is that in between Egypt and the promised land is a great trial. Because here's what most of us want. We want to give our life to Jesus. And we want the rapture to happen immediately. But we ain't got to go through nothing. Right? But no, in between you coming out of Egypt or coming out of the world and then us going into rapture, there's a lot of trials and tribulations in between. Lots of them. Hallelujah. Right? But no matter what the trial or tribulation is, we have to have a determination. I'm not going back. I'm not turning back. I come too far. to turn around. And like one preacher preached, we have reached a point of no return. That's the way you have to feel. I've reached a point of no return. So there's no sense in anybody trying to discourage me from following Christ because I reached a point of no return. I'm all in.
Amen.
The children of Israel, they got to a spot in their journey where they begin to, you know, think about, man, we're going to the promised land. We've come out of Egypt, going to the promised land, but we ain't made it to the promised land yet. And then because of all the trials and things that they were going through, amen, in the wilderness, they began to long for the garlic of Egypt again. And when they're longing for the garlic of Egypt, what they're doing is in their minds, they're already going back. You have to watch and you have to guard your mind, because when you start thinking about going back, if your mind is already back there, eventually your body will follow your mind.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So you got to guard your mind. You got to cast down every evil thought that the devil will give you.
Amen.
It was not better where you were. It was worse. That's why you came to Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. It was worse back then. Don't ever think it's better where you left from. No, it's better where you are right now.
Amen.
The children of Israel began to long for the garlic of Egypt. They were turning back. Another one that we pick up here, and I want to read this scripture. Let's turn to Ruth chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 8. This is an example of, it's a contrasting example of someone that was determined not to look back, and another one that decided to look back. Verse 8 says this, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And these daughter-in-laws were married to her sons. Both her sons passed away there in the land of Moab. And now Naomi is on her way back to Israel, which is, she should have never left Israel in the first place. But now she's on her way back, and she's first the daughter-in-laws, you know, they said, we're going to go along with you. But she said, no, why don't y'all stay here? So she's giving them permission to stay. Now verse 9 says, the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said to her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Now notice, both of them are saying this, but both of them don't mean this.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just mention something to young people? Don't say one thing out of your mouth towards God, but not really mean it in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Be sincere with God. God knows whether you're sincere or not, right? Hallelujah. Don't say it because it seems popular to say it, but be sincere with God. Be committed to him. Verse 11 says, and Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? They may be your husbands. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. So they're crying again. Now, notice this. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Hallelujah. Now, here's what we got. Because when Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, that was Orpah saying goodbye.
Mm.
You just gave me a free pass, and I'm out of here. I'm going back. I'm not obligated to be with you anymore. My husband is gone, and I ain't got no obligation. You just released me. I'm going back. Goodbye. When she kissed her mother-in-law, it was over for Orpah at that time. Now look at the very next verse, verse 15. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Now, in the previous verse, it says Ruth clave to Naomi. We don't know how much and how tight she might have been holding on to Naomi. Like, no, I know Orpah's gone. I know she went back, but I'm going to stay right here next to you, Naomi. Now, you need to understand something. Ruth had no she had no promise of what would be her future. Hallelujah. She'd already had one husband who had already passed. There was no promise that she was going to get married again. There was no promise that she would be accepted when she went to back to Israel with Orpah. Ruth had nothing. Hallelujah. But the one thing Ruth had, and we're going to read in the scripture, Ruth had a made up mind. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, if you can get one of them, a made up mind, especially when it comes to God, you have no idea what blessings might be waiting for you on the other side. But before you get to the blessings, you must have a made up mind. And that made up mind says, I will not be going back. We sing the song, I won't go back. I won't go back to the way things used to be. So you got to have a made up mind before you can say things like that. Otherwise, it's just words in a song. But let it be your testimony. God, I'm not going back. I thank you for what you've done for me thus far this year. And I'm not going back. I'm not looking at the things behind me, but I'm pressing forward to what's before me. Let's go on and read a little bit more here in the scripture. It says, Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Verse 18 says, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded. What is that? A made up mind. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. And see, I like that because Ruth demonstrated, I don't know what's going to happen when I get to Israel. I don't know what's before me, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to follow you because I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. And you know, the beautiful thing about Ruth's decision is that Ruth ended up going. If you read the rest of the book of Ruth, she ended up going there with Naomi, and she began to work in the fields, and she happened to work in a field of her kinsman redeemer. His name was Boaz. And Boaz had not been married before. So when he saw Ruth come, he's like, who is this young lady that's in the field? What's going on? What's the story behind her? And they told her how she made a decision to come with Naomi back, and he was like, he was really impressed by her character. I was impressed. And you know, we heard that she had another daughter-in-law, but that one took off, but this one stayed right by her mother-in-law's side. She had no promise of nothing. He says, I tell you what, I got my eye on this lady. And as the story went on, eventually what happened is that Ruth asked, you know, Boaz to perform what a kinsman should perform. And he says that in performing that, he was going to get everything Naomi owned, but he's also going to be, he had to take Ruth on as a wife. And that's exactly what he wanted. He got a Gentile wife because this wife was willing to go all the way. Young sisters, before God gives you that husband, you need a made up mind that I'm going to serve God no matter what. What if God gave you a husband and then your husband got sick and couldn't be who you thought he could be? You got to have a made up mind before God gives you a husband. Hallelujah. You have to have a made up mind. Praise God. Ruth had a made up mind before anything. And God ended up blessing her with Boaz, and not just blessing her with Boaz as a husband. If you read the rest of the scripture, you realize that the Lord Jesus Christ came down through this lineage of this story of a sister that had a made up mind.
Amen. Amen.
Your God gonna be my God. Where you die, I'm gonna die. Where you're buried, I'm gonna be buried. You know, your people gonna be my people. You gotta have that kind of mind when it comes to serving God.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm in this. I ain't going nowhere. I'm stuck here.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, let me just give you, you know, one other story here. Then I'll cut it off for tonight. There was another person in scripture that we'll read that didn't have a made up mind. And let's pick this up in Luke 17, verse 28. All right, Luke 17 and verse 28. It says this, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. Now, before I go further in that, this is why I say, young people, we know that you all have it so much harder today, especially those that are in public school and things like that. The way it was in the days of Lot, this was a time on earth that God was so upset with the sin of the people. And the sin of the people at that time was a lot of homosexuality, lesbianism was happening all around. And God was so displeased with what mankind was doing that he came down to destroy the earth himself, or at least the cities that was going on in. He came to destroy that himself. Now, you need to understand, if God came down to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of that sin, today he has to destroy the entire world. Because that said, it used to be there was only certain cities. People knew that if you went to San Francisco, that was one city that had a lot of that rampant. The Key West is another city like that. Hallelujah. That's why if you go to Key West, amen, it's probably good that you don't go into the city at nighttime.
Right.
Hallelujah. Trouble, you want to go hang out at a restaurant. It's a lot of spirits all over there. And what happens when people know that that's an area that's like that, people with those spirits congregate from all over the world to go to that one area. And you find yourself wrapped up in something, you wonder how in the world you got here, right? But when Jesus said before his return, it was going to be just like it was in the days of Lot, that's the day that we're living in right now.
Amen. Amen.
Homosexuality is everywhere.
It's true.
Even in churches.
It's true.
Can I go a little further? In the pulpit of the church.
It's true.
Standing there preaching to people and telling them there would seem no need to get delivered. But they don't want to pray for you to get delivered. You first get delivered before you pray for anybody. But this spirit has been accepted all over. And this is a sign of the time. When we see things like this, we got to get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
This is, in order to be ready for the coming of the Lord, you need to have a made up mind.
Amen.
Politicians do it. Teachers are doing it. I mean, you just people that you would look up to, policemen in the military. I mean, it's all over us.
It's true.
This is why we need to have a made up mind. And it's going to take a made up mind to say, no, I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
And it's not hate speech.
Right.
Right.
Don't let nobody make you think that it's hate speech to tell them that that's wrong.
That's right.
Homosexuality is wrong.
Amen.
Lesbianism is wrong.
Amen.
Adultery is wrong.
Amen.
All of these things are wrong.
Amen.
If you had sex with an animal, that's wrong too.
Yes, sir. Amen.
All of that's wrong according to God's Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to say these things. It's
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go back to Leviticus. You'll see it's all wrong. God outlined it.
Amen.
Hey, can I give you another problem that happened in that day? Y'all want me to tell you the truth? Or you want me to lie to you?
No, go ahead.
You want to know another problem that happened in Lot's day? Lot had relations with their own daughters.
It's true.
That's wrong too.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They got their daddy drunk and had a relation with their daddy. Both daughters came up with this thing. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. He was not that drunk that he couldn't say no.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Don't tell me he was that drunk that he couldn't say no. I can tell you why. Because David got Bathsheba's husband drunk, Uriah, got him really drunk and tried to send him home to his wife. Uriah said, me go home to my wife? No. While the men out there on the battlefield, no, I'm going to sleep right here in the king's palace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He was that drunk, but still could make a determination.
Yes, sir.
That I'm not going home to my wife.
Yeah.
So Lot was not that drunk.
Right.
Praise the Lord. These are spirits that fight, that people are fighting in today's world. Don't tell me. I know about it. I know about it. So look, you go back to Levitical law and speak against a lot of these things. And young people, I'm gonna tell you something. You have to have a made up mind that you're gonna keep yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Wait on the Lord to give me a wife.
Amen.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord to give me a husband.
That's right,
I ain't gonna be running around here with everybody. I'm gonna just wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And I'm gonna tell you, when you have a made up mind to serve the Lord, I remember, you know, Brother Branham sharing a story about maybe might have been Brother Perry Gray might have shared a story about this sister who had they went out to Indian Reservation, and they prayed for some people, and there was a lady there on the Indian Reservation, and she said, I'm gonna run to the city and I'm gonna get myself a husband. Brother Branham, and she say, he say, no, sister, don't go to the city. Don't go and do that. Just stay right here, and God will send you a husband. And she said, Brother Branham, if you knew the things that I had done, the life that I had lived, if you knew the things I've done, ain't nobody in this reservation gonna marry me. And sometimes, young sisters, you all get to the spot where you feel like, well, ain't nobody in the church gonna marry me. You wanna go out. Don't do that. Just wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
He will send you a husband.
Amen.
Amen.
And the sister said, No. If you knew the things that I've done, ain't nobody wanna marry. He said, sister, just trust me when I say, if you stay right here, God will send you your husband.
Amen.
God will actually bring him to you. Right? And she said, I don't know. And so you know, finally she agreed and she stayed. And she got the husband, but one of the brothers had asked Brother Branham, said, Brother Branham, when she asked the question, if you knew the things that I did, you know, what was it that she did? What was that? What was so bad? Because they knew that the prophet had the ability to see visions. Mm-hmm. But Brother Branham told the brothers, said, Brother, what God put underneath the blood, he don't even show his prophets.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
See, when God puts it in the sea of forgetfulness, then you put it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
And you press on towards the mark. Don't look back.
Amen.
Go forward to what God has for you.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, sisters. You stay faithful to God. You have a made up mind.
Amen.
God will send you your husband.
Yes.
Amen.
That young lady got a husband. God sent her one.
Amen.
Amen. Look, God got you. Don't know where your husband might be. This is a big world.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Don't limit your husband just to West Palm Beach.
Right.
He might not be here in West Palm Beach, but he might have a desire to come to West Palm Beach,
and
he need a way to get here.
Yes, amen.
Come on, somebody. Let's keep going. Verse 28 says, likewise also it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And it says this, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. The problem that what we have with Lot's wife is that she looked back.
Mm-hmm.
Not just necessarily with her eyes, but it's with her heart that she looked back. God had made a way for them to come out of what they were in before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, but Miss Lot looked back. Right, and that's what the scriptures say, remember her, this lady turned to a pillar of salt because she looked back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage all my young people, go forward this year.
Amen.
Go forward in all that God has in store for you.
Amen.
And don't look back.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have let's see here. this quote out of Shalom. It says, now about the new year that we're facing, we could have more to say on this in between, from the darkness to the light. It says, the introduction of the light coming between, but now we want to get right straight to the new year. It says, new year, what about it? Brings new hope. We're 1 year closer. We're 1 day closer than we was yesterday. We're 1 hour closer than we was when I started 15 minutes to 11. It's still 15 minutes, 15 to 12 now. We're 1 hour closer. We don't look back, we look forward. See, oh yes, sir, new year doesn't mean turning a new page. No. Like the man one morning, I was hurting. A man got up early and went out and picked up a paper, come back and sat down, put his feet up on the diving, put his glasses on, began to read his paper. His wife out getting breakfast. She said, John, anything new? Said, no, same old things, just new people. Yeah, that's right. Murders, rape, and everything. Somebody else done it. See, true. Not turn a new page. It's turn to the word, right? See what the word promises for today. See what the light of the day is supposed to be. What we ought to do this year is not go back to creeds and things, go back to our old denominations, not go back to old denominations, but turn to the word. See what kind of light is supposed to shine today. Old church, turn to the word. Get back to the word. Flip the right switch. Quit punching around on electric lights. See artificial, man-made. Turn to his word and see the promise of today. And then see what the promise is and watch for its identification. When it's vindicated, then you know whether you're in light or not. See what the promise is. Changing the pages or changing the calendars doesn't change time. A lot of people say, well, the old year's gone. Throw away the old December calendar now and put up the other one, a new year. That's what a new year means to them. To me, I want to see what's promised for the day. I want to know what the light of the hour is so I can know how to walk in it. I want to know where I'm living, what age I'm in, how far up the road I am. As Paul said, I could stand quoting again, forgetting those things that are in the past. Now I press towards the mark, the high calling, the complete identification when all time will fade out into eternity when Jesus comes. Don't look back.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I was thinking as I was preparing this sermon, there was a song that came to my memory. And it's one of those old songs, but I'll just give you the words. It says, I started on this journey many years ago. I've seen a lot of things while traveling to and fro. I've been through the storm, I've been through the rain, and sometimes all I tried to do, it seemed to be in vain. But one thing I know for sure, I'm gonna get my starry crown, because I have come this far and I just can't turn around. The things I have to do, you may not understand, but my main concern is that I'm in the master's plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then the second verse would say this, Satan comes around playing with my mind, but I got a job to do. I can't afford to waste my time.
Right.
He pretends to be my friend. He pretends to be so kind. But see, when I got a made up mind, I say this, get behind me, Satan, because I got heaven on my mind. And it says, you know that I'm going all the way. And I care less of what you may do or say. Oh, I made the Lord a promise, if he will lead the way, I told him I'd follow. Oh, and after all that I've been through, I'd be a fool to turn it loose and let it all go now. Oh, see, I have made up in my mind. Yes, I'm going all the way. Sounds real good. Let's try it again. Oh, you know that I'm going all the way. Oh, say, I care less of what you may do or say. You see, I made the Lord a promise. I said if he would lead the way, I told him I'd follow, told him I'd follow. And after all that I've been through, oh, I'd be a fool to turn it loose and let it all go now. Oh, you see, I have made up in my mind. Well, I'm going all the way. Is that just words to somebody tonight, or is that your testimony? I'm going all the way. I'm not gonna look back. I'm going all the way with Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful, oh God, for your word. And just want to say something that would be a strength and encouragement to our youth. So much that we have endured throughout this past year, but many of them, Lord, are still standing, and I'm grateful to see them standing. Lord, I realize that they had some trials that they had to overcome, and there'll be others as we approach this new year that they'll have to overcome. Oh God, as we prepare ourselves, fortify ourselves with the word of God, I pray for each and every one. God, you would give them strength, and that you would give them a heart that is determined to serve you, a mind that is made up, God, that they will not turn back. They will not go back into the things that you have brought them from. Father, I pray that you would just give them that resolve. God, we realize that the enemy has so much more to bring against them in this time and in this day. But God, we know you gave us a weapon that is stronger than anything the devil can ever do, and that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I pray that every heart would be filled with the Spirit of God, and that God, you would just make the difference in each and every one of their lives. And Lord, Lord, just some are facing different decisions that they have to face in life. I pray that you give them direction, instruction, peace in their mind, peace in their walk with you. And Lord, that you would just bless every step that they would take. Yes, let this group of young people be an example to so many others, Lord, that would see them. And Father, I just trust that you would help them, Father, in their journey. We commit each one, Father, to your capable hands. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord another hand. All right. Let's stand and sing Amen. This song, Amen. I'm going all the way with the Lord. Hallelujah. Say all the way, I'm going all the way. All
the way. Well, all the way. Yes, I'm going all the way. Well, I'm going all the way. Sing with all your heart tonight. Say all the way.
I got my my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way.
Hallelujah, one more time. Praise the Lord. We will prepare to dismiss you. I did want to say this, that I had a thought, but I know I did not give everybody proper notice of this, but so I'll put it for the next youth service. For the next youth service, I would like to take all the young people out to eat after the service, and I will pay for your meal. Amen. We'll go to one of the places, IHOP or something like that down the street. So I know y'all weren't prepared for that tonight, so I won't push that on y'all tonight, but the next time we do the youth service, I will take you out to eat and I'll pay for your meal. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all can get some pancakes on the pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. And we'll prepare to let you go for tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, just for what you're doing in our midst. And God, we just pray that you would just continue to bless all that we put our efforts to. Lord, as we prepare to leave this place, but not your presence, go with us, go before us, keep us over the dangerous highways and byways. Lord, allow us to come back together on a Sunday morning, Lord, just with a heart of expectation and just looking for you to meet us, Lord, in a very special way. Thank you for all that you do and all that you have done and all that you will do for us. We're careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brothers will come, amen, to dismiss you.
I can't go back to the way.